Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What's your definition of leadership? Does it involve solving problems that help others? A new honors program at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology invites highly motivated students to seek a deeper education, one that's tied closely to the challenges of the real world. We're broadcasting live from SDPB's new Black Hills Bureau. We're joined now by Dr. Scott Kenner. Welcome, Dr. Kenner. Also with us, Dr. Demetrius Corris from the School of Mines. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Let's start with sort of the origin or the genesis of this program. When did you begin talking about it and thinking that mines needed an honors program and what it needed to look like?
I started talking to our former president, Wilson, about around the first few months I got here. And it was an idea of how do we provide a unique educational opportunity for our students and at the same time engage the community with the school. One of my first impressions when I came to Rapid City was that it appeared that this is a town with a university, but not a university town.
Really?
Even though the population is not even 70,000, the schools seem to be somewhat apart. Now, there have been a lot of work from former presidents to bring the school closer to the community, but I think we need to continue that even more. So on one hand, we have the students in a unique honors program having the ability to work with the community. On the other hand, we have the community participating in this effort working with our students.
And where did you come from? How long have you been here?
I've been here since August of 2015, and my last stop was Fort Worth, Texas. I worked at TCU for 6 years.
So what do you think some of those hallmarks of a university town are?
It is the type of place where the university and the town are basically inseparable, where the town engages in every university activity, pretty much. Now, athletics tends to drive quite often this connection, we are working to improve our athletic program, but we are a science and engineering program only, so
right.
2,800 students, so it's a bit difficult to build a strong team. But we're working on that, and we plan to make a bigger investment in athletics in the next few years.
But an opportunity beyond athletics as well, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is actually, to our knowledge, the only honors program of its kind, where the students are not selected by high GPA or any other high school-related grades, but they are selected through their willingness, based on their willingness to participate in these community projects. So GPA is not a factor. We ask them as freshmen to write an essay and describe what are the type of things that were involved in their high school years and how are they willing to work with others in community projects.
Dr. Kenner, let's bring you into the conversation. I'm just going to ask everybody to move their microphones just a little bit closer to their mouths. It's going to sound a little scratchy for a second there, but I want to make sure that we hear everything you have to say. How did you get involved in the honors program, Dr. Kenner, and what were some of your early thoughts about the sort of different model that might be something other universities haven't done across America?
Well, I'm thinking that my involvement is based on, I've been at the School of Mines for 24 years. I know a lot of people and firms in Rapid City and connections, and under Dr. Kouris's direction, started reviewing what honors programs were about. I wasn't really on top of it, and a lot of them dealt with students coming into institutions and taking kind of existing courses at a little higher level, and we started looking at, you know, the community connection, and we have a recent National Science Foundation sponsored program called EPICS, and we wanted to take this experience, this honors, outside the classroom, because most of our students are already honors from education background. And that's kind of how it evolved and how my role came to play and started putting the details together of what the honors would consist of. And it actually goes beyond just the community project experience.
All right, let's talk about the core facets of it. What does it look like? What is the honors program at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology? Dr. Corus.
We are starting this fall with the first class. We have accepted 21 new students, incoming students, and we have another 24 existing students who were selected through a process that involved their participation in activities already, their involvement in something we call Mines Advantage, their community service, and so on. And this group of now 45 students will be working in a variety of projects. We have actually more than we can probably handle right now. And we are working with non-profits and for-profit entities in the city. And recently we signed an MOU with the Oglala tribe, where the tribe itself, firm Lewis Berger and the Berger and the federal government are involved to work with us in infrastructure projects that will help the tribe. We're actually very excited about that because it is the first, again, agreement of its kind signed between the private sector, a public university, a recognized tribe, and the federal government to work together. So there are several projects that will be coming out of that connection. We already have actually a number of projects through the EPICS effort, which is similar nature as the Honors Program, just a smaller effort already with the tribe. That's one example. Then we're building relations with Black Hills Energy, with a hospital, and several other entities that are non-profit, like the city, or for-profit, like regular companies.
What kind of students are you looking for to be in this honors program? We mentioned it not being tied to a GPA, and you mentioned that pretty much everyone who gets into the School of Mines is kind of an honor student to begin with. So who are you looking for to bring into this program, Dr. Kenner?
Well, this is my perspective, is two key components. Is this is outside the classroom, and coursework takes a lot of effort, so this is additional effort onto it. It's a willingness of the student to participate and work outside the classroom. And engineering is a service. I mean, our quality of life is there, and seeing the need for that, the need to help others through their knowledge and work experience is a big part of it too. And we often hear, you can put this on your resume. Well, this goes well beyond just putting it on your resume. This is about helping other people, helping improve the quality of life beyond your own personal benefit.
Engineering is a service. I don't know that I've heard anybody say that before. Is that sort of, you know, woven into the fabric of minds? Is that something that is woven into the profession of engineering? Where does that come from?
Well, I often tell the students, just wake up and everything you do, think about the engineering that's involved with the water that delivers to your sink, the home, the structure you're working and living under, the streets you drive on, the phone and equipment you use. It's all got engineering components to it.
So is this a way then to help those students see the impact of what their education is before they even get their degree and find, it seems like you're kind of switching up the pathway of, you know, I get my degree and then I go into the community and into the world. You're making that integral to the education itself, right?
Yes, and the exciting part is when the students see this, man, they just get fired up. They say, wow, I never realized how much of an impact I can have. And the other element to this is the management of it, the process is not always easy and very clear. So the communication, like working with the agencies on the Pine Ridge Reservation, it's a different culture, and, right. and they start to learn about people and how you work with people. And so it's more than just the academic and engineering design, but also the process of how you manage things, work together as teams. And
how important is that? That really working with different cultures, working in different communities, working with people as part of a mind's education and beyond. How crucial is that?
These days it's becoming more and more important. We start with the communities around us, and then we're looking at competition that our students in their professional life are going to have with the rest of the world. Mm. Pretty much the world is changing completely. We can send problems to a location the other side of the globe right now and get it done, get it solved. Therefore, they need to be ready for that competition. We're also teaching them a lot of non-tangible, if you like, engineering skills that have to do with communication, learning to interact with others. It's another aspect to this effort with our honors program here, and it has to do with our interest to see our students engage with the community, perhaps stay and work here. You know, 52% of our students come from out of state. About 30% of them have 30% of our students have their first address in South Dakota, but we would like to see more of them either work for companies here or build their own companies and stay in Rapid City. And I always felt that if, as a student, you go through this honors program and you get to know your community, you work with the community around you. You are not just a student isolated in an educational institution. You become a lot more comfortable and familiar. When you become comfortable with your community, the chances of staying and work in that community go up significantly.
What has the community response been? It's early to judge, but what are some of the earlier markers that you're hearing, you know, members of the community of industry in Rapid City, in the Black Hills, in South Dakota, sort of say about how you've designed the Honors Program?
It's very positive. A couple of thoughts that come to my mind are a recent meeting we had with technical representatives of all the agencies at the tribe, and they all came, and they all had projects for us to do. So they've seen the success or initial activities that are going on, and they all want to be a part of it. And they're really thirsting for the interaction and the support. It's been a couple weeks ago, I can't remember the exact date, YFS had a little celebration for their Founders Farm out near Box Elder. Well, that was a project that students from the School of Mines worked on, and they're growing crops and vegetables now and stuff, and that is evolving into a real youth development learning operation, and they're always looking for cooperation. So it's been a very positive. It's like Dr. Curris mentioned, we have almost more projects than we can really get involved with, and that's going to be a little bit of the challenge, is
sure.
picking and choosing those.
And then what about academic support for the students who are in the program? They already have a pretty intense workload at Mines in general, and now they have this really could be a passion project for them, something that they want to put all their energy into. Do you have, you know, advisors, counselors, professors who are sort of helping them figure out how to balance both those things so that their workload, supports the project and not suffers because of the project?
How it's developing, especially from the project perspective, it relates to 6 credits over their 4-year academic program. We have two faculty members that are running the project and teaching the process and design that interact directly with the students. And then each department is identifying an advisor for the honors students in their program, and they become the advisee of that faculty member who understands what they're working on and achieving and can help advise them both from a overall process and accomplishment and technically on the project they're working on. So that foundation for support for the student is there.
So I was out this weekend. I'm spending the whole week in the beautiful Black Hills. I was out riding motorcycles, stopped at a hole in the wall, you pull off the highway there or the road there in Custer State Park, and I ran into a family. They were bringing their son back to School of Mines for his second or third year. Talked to them for a while. They had remarkable things to say about the school, of course. And he talked about the dropout rate among his freshman class. He had the perception as a student that it was really high, that he came in with a lot of kids who weren't prepared to do the work. I don't know what those numbers are. Perhaps the numbers don't matter. But he had a sense of the rigor of the freshman year of the South Dakota School of Mines. Do you think students are coming prepared to really do the work that needs to be done here, and how, if not, how can they get ready so that once they receive admission, they can stay the course and survive sort of that first year and beyond?
First of all, the problem is universal. It's not just limited to the School of Mines. And if one looks very carefully, one finds that mathematics is the biggest issue. A lot of our high school students come from places that are small, and they don't have the availability of teachers that are specialized in mathematics. So quite often we see a problem in math. So what we've been doing now for the past couple of years through a math preparation program is get the students to learn early on, before they come to campus their first year, to learn about the opportunities we have to give them materials over the summer. It's free materials for the students. They can prepare, study using this material, then they test on it. Then we have advisors that visit with them. All of that is happening before they start the first year in the fall. So when they come to the School of Mines, they're better prepared for mathematics. Mm-hmm. Mathematics primarily and chemistry are the two areas we see the highest dropout rates. We have about 80% or so dropout rate first to second year. But I've seen this pretty much in every university I've been. And then there's all the social difficulty associated with the transition from high school to the first year. So when I was meeting with the parents the other day, a few days ago, I just asked them to keep on engaging with their young students. Just be there. They don't need to be helicopter parents, but it would be very useful if they're there just to help. I also suggested that if they hear things that don't seem to be what they expected, they should communicate with us. It's very easy to talk to us directly. Mm. And they should go ahead and do that, because we don't want problems to get amplified without intervening quickly.
Right. Dr. Kenner, you have thoughts on that?
From the perspective of the Civil and Environmental Engineering Department, which I'm currently the head, we are putting a significant effort into mentoring our freshmen and sophomore students, getting them connected, make them feel this is their home away from home, because as Dr. Kouris indicated, that social connection, that feeling that I'm not here by myself, is a big deal for a lot of our students. And similar to the institution, we're like the second biggest program, but our retention rates are on the order of 80%. And we track the different reasons, but a lot of them are out of our control. I mean, they're family and financial sometimes, but there's a significant effort towards mentoring these students and making that addition. I use one example. Had a student that decided to not to take the calc class that he got AP credit for. And I remember advising him, and he said, well, the first 4 weeks, we already covered everything I learned. So it is a different environment from high school. I mean, you don't get to sit in class and do your homework problems. You're learning and interacting and then planning your schedule and working outside the classroom.
Be ready.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Dr. Scott Kenner and Dr. Demetrius Kouris from South Dakota School of Mines and Technology about their new honors program. We'll put a link up on our website with some details about that program as well. Thank you both for being here. Come back anytime.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.